You know what? You hit a nail on the dot right there. They finally did make Men in Black 4, but they said, let's take out the charisma and charm it might have had, and let's just put this together right here and call it RIPD.
You know what? I think I know how we're going to take this review. Let's take our turbo review and let's replace kids movie with action comedy.
Action kids comedy, huh?
Because, boy, you know, after Turbo and how generic that was, I didn't think Hollywood could stoop any lower, but wowie!
Yeah, I think I might want to bump my rating a little bit after I could, because I was not expecting Turbo to be the best out of the three, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Oh. Hi, everybody. Today we're talking about RIPD, the Rest in Peace Department.
I honestly do not know what to say about this movie other than, wow, Ryan Reynolds, you...
you do not know how to pick a fucking script.
Yeah, just... and that's Lehu being nice. He's trying to help you, Ryan Reynolds. He really is. Listen to Lehu real quick.
Okay, here's the thing. I get the feeling like you're gonna hated this more than I did because... I don't know, this was just one of those things where I couldn't get mad at it because it was so quick.
I was going to say, I think me and you might be on the same page with this because even though it's not a good movie whatsoever, it has a lot of stuff going on in it and you see potential on screen. I think it's more of a disappointing factor of what it does with it.
Yeah, there's a gem of a good idea here, it's just squandered.
Yeah, because just, I saw some good things in there. I was just like, if only this could have been in better hands.
Right, no, because this is in horrible hands as it is. This director, he fucked the pooch. The editor fucked the pooch.
Oh, the editor, oh my God. I think we're going to talk a lot about editing in this movie.
Oh, yeah. The writer screwed the pooch.
Yeah, that's another... What was going on with... Mary Louise Parker. Okay, this is not her week, okay?
No, no, it's not.
What was she doing in this
movie? I don't know. Well, first off, before we start getting into this, let's talk, you want to go through the plot real quick?
Yeah, I mean, the plot is Ryan Reynolds gets murdered by his partner, I believe. I was opening my bag of candy up when I was watching this part. But I just remember through the movie hearing it a lot. So Ryan Reynolds, he's part of the Boston Police Department, gets murdered by his former partner, I guess, if you wanted that. Then next you know it, everything stops in slow motion, which I saw in the trailer, and I thought that looked pretty cool. And it didn't. It looked cool in the movie as well. And it gets sent up to heaven, I'm assuming?
No, he's getting sent to hell.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they explain he's getting sent to hell because he did some dirty shit.
Oh, I'm talking about the RIPD. Is that what it is, though? Is it hell?
Yeah. Well, basically what it is, the RIPD is they'll take people who are being sent to hell, and if they feel like they can use them, they will give them an out, pretty much.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're going to hell, you just need to go to hell. There ain't no...
it is what it is. It's either, like, Mary Louise Parker's character, who's kind of like the caretaker of the RIPD, explains
Proctor.
That... Yeah. You either go to hell, or you can serve out your sentence in the RIPD and get into heaven.
Well, all right then. So I guess Hitler's in heaven then.
I mean, they explain that we only get people that we think are capable of being good policemen.
Oh, thank God.
So, basically...
Oh, well, I guess I won't be going to heaven.
Yeah, basically the reason Ryan Reynolds was going to hell is his character was kind of doing some dirty shit at the beginning... Where
he's pretty much playing the anti-hero here in this movie.
Right, because he steals some shit from a crime scene, and you can see where that's going to go.
Yeah, so, and the reason why he stole it was because, well, he just says, I wanted a better life for him and his wife, who I wish they would have took her out of the movie.
I
did not care for that subplot.
Well, you know what? I'm actually going to get back to that because I like how it ends.
I like how it ends, too. I just didn't care for it throughout the whole
thing. Yeah, no, and because... Well, now that we've gone over the plot, let's actually start getting into this. So,
let's get into the wife, then, right away, since we're already on it, whatever. One reason why I didn't can't say I didn't like it. Well, during the movie or whatever, I just got tired of hearing Ryan Reynolds complain about it or whatever, and Jeff Bridges like, you gotta learn to deal with it, man. Let her live. They actually have a nice little dialogue scene where he's talking about, you know, she needs to live her life too, whatever. You're dead. You ain't no coming back or whatever. But I guess that was one reason why I bothered. But another reason was, goddamn, I actually forgot because I...
I think for me, the way it ends is he does let her go. You know, there's that point where she has a freeze moment because she gets hurt and you think she's going to die.
Yeah.
And your conventional thought is like, oh, well, since this movie's so generic, she's going to join the RIPD too and they're going to live happily ever after. But no.
I don't think they're going to go to heaven together and just...
Right. But no, he lets her go and she ends up like waking up in a hospital and he never sees her again. So I like how the movie said, you know, like the movie... at least took one non-generic approach.
You know why I didn't... now I remember. Now you know why I didn't care for it halfway through the film? It's for the simple fact that I said all this time Ryan Reynolds is complaining and bitching about this, it could be building on these two character development together. As far
I
as
completely...
being a team,
I completely agree with you.
I never thought... I'm not a... I won't say I don't like Men in Black. I'm just not like the... I guess who really is a big lover of it? I'm not crazy for it.
I love the first one. The second one, shit. The third one, I just think is okay.
I'm talking about the first one. The first one, I mean, I don't love it, but I like it. I think it's a good movie. But you know, it's not something that I rush out to own or anything like that. But after seeing this movie, I was like, man, Men in Black just did this so much better.
Right. Well, the key to Men in Black is that they focus on the partners and their relationship, and this movie. Kind of drops the ball with that, even though they got something good there.
Yeah, and it felt like Jeff Bridges kept trying too, but
trying so hard in this.
And it felt like Ryan Reynolds just kept yanking that out of his mouth or whatever and saying, I don't want to try this.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing here. We're going for a generic action film.
Yeah, we're going for me and my sob story with my wife or whatever. And then,
this is not True Grit 2. You're not going to be a cowboy.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever. And Jeff Bridges, the whole movie is just telling him, like, if you would just shut the fuck up and listen to me, man, we could be just a perfect team, you know?
I mean, it's insane to see how he is the only good shining piece in this.
Mm-hmm. He really is. And you know, most of the time, there was some scenes in here that I thought looked cool. And then, you know, every now and then when I get to a scene, I thought it was a good idea here. But for some reason, it just kept taking me back to that Men in Black. I was like,
right.
You know, what they established with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, obviously, if you see those two together, it's like, no way the hell they're going to be a team, whatever. But in that movie, it really established that, you know, these two actually have some kind of camaraderie about each other.
Right, and this movie kind of gets towards that at the end, especially when the third act comes into play and everything goes to shit.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, okay, why? Oh, it's because it's a cliche thing of, you know, the world's coming to an end and then, you know, we just have to do this for the greater cause. There's no real reason to it, honestly. It's just, you know, eh.
Right. And, you know, it's just, it was getting to the point where it's kind of painful to watch how Jeff Bridges, you know, he's doing such a good job and you love his character, but he's just surrounded by nothing.
Oh, he really is. Nobody else is trying, especially Mary Louise Parker. There was, at the beginning of the movie, I took her as serious, all right? And then after that first scene or whatever, she's throwing her legs up like she's doing like a little girly thing or whatever and stuff like that, or she's making these kooky faces and stuff like that. And I was just like, and then there was a fart joke in the movie too, and I was like, so this is a comedy then. I should have known that when I saw Ryan Reynolds' names on here. I thought it was going to be like a serious toned action flick or whatever, but no. And that one thing we said about last week's show about as far as that the old Chinese man and the lady joke, they took that in here a lot.
Most of the comedy in this movie falls flat on its face. I mean, it really does. I will say this though, I do like how Kevin Bacon was just hamming it up.
I was about to say, yeah, Kevin Bacon never disappoints me on screen. Actually, he was probably my favorite actor in the movie, even though he's not like, you know, you don't see too much of him in there. He probably don't really come in until the third act.
Right, but that third act is by far and away the best part of the movie, because that's where you start to see, this is what this movie should have been.
Mm-hmm. You see all these, for some reason, I'll even say that's what I wanted Men in Black 3 to be. I wanted to see, like, an alien invasion and Tommy Lee Jones or whoever was going to play him, Josh Brolin.
Right, no, it really, like, that third act is awesome. I mean, like, none of the problems that are persistent throughout the first two acts, you know, the directing problems, the editing problems, they're all kind of clean in the third act.
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges have some kind of camaraderie together that you could see, and you're like, oh, okay, I like these guys. And then what they do with his wife, whatever, I was like, that's even better. All right, okay, you knew you had something.
Yeah, you cleaned it up nicely. You cleaned up your shit nicely.
This is goddamn though. Why do you think the whole movie couldn't be this way? Honestly, I mean,
yeah, no, that is a question that lingers because. For the first two acts, the direction, the writing, and the editing are all just fucked.
You know, I heard I want to say either Corey or Leon say that they said that they're getting tired of that hiccup in movies or whatever where the villain gets caught because he wants to or whatever.
That is kind of becoming like a plot.
As soon as Kevin Bacon was in the kitchen or whatever, I kind of knew that he was just going to turn him. I don't know why. I was like. Okay, and then when the whole
I like the fact of how he was being obvious about it.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably what it was. Where it was about. It's like,
maybe that was like the joke that the writers had. It's like maybe we can make it different if he's obvious about it.
Kevin Bacon just looks obvious. Anything? I mean, I don't think Kevin Bacon can hide anything. He could be like, "Hey, honey, I didn't fuck your the neighbor. You can trust me." He smiles and got that little crooked smile he does. Whatever. You'd be looking at him like, "Yeah, he's guilty."
I know you be lying, you motherfucker. But
he looks guilty, but I will say that if you need a villain, you need to get Kevin Bacon because he just looks slimy and sleazy, to be honest.
And he hams it up perfectly.
Yeah, he's a perfect villain to cast in your movie, honestly.
Because he can do a serious villain, as X-Men First Class proved, but he can also do funny villains like this in Super.
In Super, yeah. It's Super and like you say, even said serious, more toned down villains like in First Class, or even more... threatening but yet comedic villains as a Super or whatever. Yeah, he's really good at that. I mean, I think villains is his role, to be honest.
Yeah. He's also very good as an anti-hero, as the following proved.
Yes, he is. Kevin Bacon, honestly, he's like one of my top 10 favorite actors, honestly. Every time I see this guy, it's always something. He's right. Always bringing something.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, even in those first two acts, he and Bridges kind of carry it.
Mm-hmm. So that goes back to what I said, I think 2 weeks ago. Do you think it's Ryan Reynolds, or do you see him as a leading man, or do you think
I do see him as a leading man? I just think he needs to get a new manager and to pick fucking better scripts for him.
He needs to get new agents and managers and all that shit.
He needs to get something to get him better scripts because he has the charisma to be a good actor. I've seen him in any film.
He looks like it. I mean, when he turned around and took that shirt off, I was like, damn, he's sexy. But
no, because I've seen him in indie films and he's done great in indie films. I still think Buried is one of the most underappreciated movies in the last couple of years.
I think people like it, just, you know, just limited release and not too
right.
many people.
And that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, these smaller films, he does a great job in, but it's just these big tentpole films, he picks the shittiest scripts.
You know, from seeing this movie or whatever, because I agree with you, I do like Ryan Reynolds. I never do hate him. I just don't think he's a big box office draw. But after watching this movie, he feels kind of forced to do these movies or whatever. It feels like he doesn't want to be there to do these. But
that's true. You do get that feeling watching him in this, where it's like maybe he knew this was bad and he just kind of took the paycheck.
Yeah, which I know you brought up the other, probably two episodes ago, of the budget on this. I said, yeah, I don't think it's making that bad.
No, I mean, I will say this, my theater was pretty crowded.
Yeah, they put us in the smallest theater in the room, and it was like a total of files looking around like, oh, okay.
So, I mean, to wrap things up here, because there's really not much else to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The direction in the first two acts of this movie is really bad. It's just, there's mistakes being made everywhere. The tone's kind of off
editing throughout the whole thing. Man. Don't forget that.
What?
Don't forget the editing, too.
Oh, yeah, the editing is chopped up. Like, there's lines that are actually chopped in the middle of the line, which I didn't even think was possible unless it was a Twilight movie.
I swear to God, I don't think they revisited watching this movie to be like, hey, look, time's up, man. Just release that shit. All right.
I don't know.
Because, you know what? Because everything in that third act felt so cleaned up or whatever. I was just like, did they even watch the first two acts?
That's the thing. Like, it's weird whenever you see that third act, because the third act, like, none of those problems are persistent throughout it.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, the action works. Jeff Bridges just does a great job. That action scene, I love him in. Like, I love when he's like, listen here, young blood. This is how we do it in the Old West. You go.
Oh, you talking about the showdown he had?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, especially with the Gatling gun or whatever shit that was going off.
And even that, I like the gun designs of this movie.
Yeah, the gun design is cool, whatever. I was going to ask you, because since you just brought it up, I was going to ask you, what you thought about the action scenes in the movie?
The ones in the first 2X, they're few and far in between, by the way, and they are there. They're okay. Yeah. They're nothing really special, but they are okay. Mm-hmm. They do have a bit of humor in them. I never thought a PG-13 movie would have a skull fucking joke.
Yeah, exactly, and that joke goes on and on.
No, it really kind of, at least maybe I wasn't paying attention, but when I caught it, it kind of wrapped itself up quickly that I thought was pretty funny.
Well, they brought it up like 3 times, that's why, because Jeff Bridges kept talking about it and Ryan Reynolds just kept bringing it up. I was like, how many times are you guys going to talk about it? You guys can be talking about something else right now, come on now.
Nah. So, I mean,
I thought the action scenes were like you said, they're few and far between each other. But in that third act, that's where it really kicks in or whatever. The comedy is it didn't work for me.
No, it falls flat on its face.
I didn't really care for any of the comedy. I mean, it like you said, or like we both said, Ryan Reynolds just with the comedy. I think an actor has to sell the comedy, and he just wasn't selling it.
No, I agree.
He was playing too straight laced, or just trying to hide it, or he just wasn't enjoying himself honestly because. You could tell, like, just looking at the guy on screen, he is he could be a box office draw. He could be a main guy and everything, but it just feels like after watching this, he doesn't give a shit about it.
I don't know if it's he doesn't give a shit. I think, like, you know, he's taking a paycheck, so maybe he can do smaller films, or I really don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
He needs a paycheck at this. I mean, when's the last movie that's, like, that just did awesome for him, I guess, huh?
Turbo. Sorry, I had to.
Oh, that was a good one. I
So, I mean, to wrap things up here, the third act is good. Bridges is good. Kevin Bacon slimes it up as the villain.
Yes, Kevin Bacon's at his slimy. It's like all.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon can do me no wrong, honestly, at this
point. But everything else is kind of this shit, so I'm going to give this...
What do you think about that thing when Mary Louise Parker biting on Jeff Bridges'
What was that? I don't even... You know what? I'm going to end it right there. I'm giving this a stream it. I'm giving it a stream it because if this would have gone another hour, it probably would have dipped in the fucking territory, but it like Turbo, it wraps itself up quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, like Turbo, it saves itself from being short because, you know, if it would have went on longer, there would have just been more problems. And I like that third act. I thought it was entertaining. But when that Mary Louise Parker scene came in, I was like, they should have just ended it with Ryan Reynolds leaving that hospital because what the hell is this?
Yep.
That took me out a little bit. I was just like, I don't like her. I don't think I like her as an actor, but an actress. But
I don't think I need to see that.
Yeah, I'm with you, though, dude. I give it a streaming as well. Didn't walk out hating the film. I just looked at it and was like, so much wasted potential.
Yep, and, well, let's see how the box office does for Mr. Reynolds this weekend. I mean, he's got a twofer. He can't fail, I would think.
He's on an animated and a live action.
Okay, I'll say this. If he fails after this weekend, then he really needs to reevaluate his career.
He needs to take a break and hang out with the Goonies real quick.
He needs to pull a Ben Affleck and just go to directing.
Yeah, he needs to do something because if you fail with an animated film, which we've seen some shitty ones that even succeeded, yeah, I know you didn't like Epic, but it still succeeded and then some whatever, but if he fails with that animated film, then yeah, he needs to sit down and reevaluate his career.
Alright, well, it's on to the next one, the one that I gotta say offended me more, so good night, everyone. Cliffhanger.
Oh, Ryan, please.
The world's for the living, and RIPD is gonna keep it that way. Hooray! That went well. Assuming the world don't end.
Fun, right?
Don't tense up.